Comedian Mark Russell is known for his satirical songs about politicians and all things political, but really, no one is safe.
What movie star got wasted on booze? Mel. When busted, who insulted the Jews? Mel. Who drank tequila sunrises till he was coherent as a duck? That stuff full of surprises made Gibson start behaving like a schmuck. Pardon me.
Earlier this week, we visited with the irrepressible Mr. Russell in his home at his piano to reflect on the changes brought by the 06 election and listen to a master at work. Though born in Buffalo, Mark Russell is a Washingtonian through and through. He's been a wisecracking and singing fly on the wall, observing official Washington. He started out in the 1950s at the Old Carroll Arms Hotel and became known nationally through PBS specials.
I like a transition. I like when the voters said, throw the bums out and bring on new bums. That's what it is to me.
Well, some of these guys, like, for example, the majority leader of the Senate, Harry Reid of Las Vegas. Now, he's not a colorful fellow.
He doesn't even look like he's from Las Vegas. He looks like somebody from Iowa. It's kind of a paradox there. But, Reid isn't as good as the new majority leader, the new Speaker of the House. The Speaker of the House is going to be wonderful. Because the Republicans said, if the Democrats win and Nancy Pelosi becomes Speaker of the House, the Democrats will impose their hippie lifestyle on the Heartland. And the Heartland responded by rolling a joint. So I'm looking forward to Pelosi. I really am. The inaugural parade is going to be wonderful. And they have the Marine Band. And I've been working on this. This is a work in progress here, you know, with the Speaker of the House, new Speaker of the House. You know, God save our glorious Queen. Turn on the smoke machine and cue the band. The schedule will be full. Week-long inaugural. Obscene will be the spectacle at her commands. The nation looks with hope and tries to cope. At last we'll have a female pope, Nancy the First. It's going to be great.
No, but you haven't grappled with one of the great issues there. What rhymes with Pelosi?
You noticed that. Well, there was another. Before I heard about the size of this hoopla that she's going to have, I sort of gave it Pelosi. You know, I gave it sort of an ethnic. She's from San Francisco. She is bellicoso. Congressione, impassione, minority, no, majority now. Her Majesty walks regally in her tiara. Nancy Pelosi begins her reign. See, so that was the first version there. The rhyme, you know, you mentioned rhyme. If you immediately try and think of what rhymes with the subject, you're going to blow the joke. You're going to telegraph the joke.
The election had its interesting moments, especially right toward the end when we saw how it was going to come out. But I have to say that this previous year with the war, the large numbers of deaths and all of the sort of depressing events.
Grim.
Plus the Congress, which was a relatively grim and...
It was a... 2006 was a grim year. I mean, if it wasn't for Cheney shooting that guy, there might not have any laughs at all.
So what do you do your line of work
well,
with
that,
2006?
You know, that story with Cheney, it broke on a Sunday. And I was at Ford's Theater here in Washington the following night. And it required no setup. But this is a gift. This is a gift. Where you don't have to set up a joke. You don't have to. The audience is sitting there and anticipating. So I walked out. I sat down at the piano. Oh, never go hunting with Cheney. Just might change your luck. 'Cause if you go hunting with Cheney,
He might mistake you for a duck. Dick Cheney's a gun-toting cowboy. His aim we won't try to defend. Gun control, that was his version. He just shot two quail and a friend.
And ironically, the friend, you remember, turns out to be a gentleman named Harry Whittington, who, as it turned out, is the one trial lawyer in the country who supports George Bush, and Cheney shoots him.
Was that the high point or the low point of 2006?
It wasn't bad. There were some surprises. From out of the blue, where we discovered that one of the United Arab Emirates, Dubai, was going to manage the major harbors of our country. Well, you remember, I mean, the lid blew off of this. Everybody went ballistic. We said, well, why Dubai? And I thought, well, maybe it's at the top of the list of countries that nobody at the Department of Homeland Security can find on a map. Well, as you remember, the deal fell through, obviously, as America sang, goodbye, Dubai, goodbye. Running our harbors, nice try. The Dubai deal went wayward. When people learned that you were the A word, Arabs, oh no, is it true? There'll be no approval of you. Bush ran it by the Congress, oh my. Whoever voted for it could kiss his seat goodbye. For the Dubai deal, it's curtains. Hello, Halliburton. Goodbye, Dubai, goodbye. So that was nice. Lasted about a week, but it was okay.
What about the ones that are coming on the horizon?
Well, the front runner for the Republicans is John McCain. Now, McCain, he's already entered the Guantanamo primary, and he supported Bush on that measure regarding the detainees at Gitmo, and they're cutting back on torture, and the CIA has been limited to one body part per electrode. And McCain, I cleaned that up for you, by the
Thank
way.
You.
And McCain has what is known as the fire in the belly, as you know. And the fire in the belly is that passion within to run for president. And the only, I think it was the great Congressman Mo Udall, who once said the only cure for fire in the belly is embalming fluid.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Never leaves.
What about the other character in this election season, who seems to me to be just, and already has been, had songs written about him, Mr. Obama?
You can't talk about Obama without talking about Senator Clinton. Let me tell you something. Most of the Hillary bashers I have met are women. And these are women who, if they could ask Hillary one question, it would be, why didn't you kill him? So one of the things she did this year, attempting to broaden horizons, was she co-sponsored a bill to ban flag burning. And one of the sponsors in the bill was one of the senators from Utah. Now, I think Hillary will carry Utah the day that the Great Salt Lake turns into 80-proof Jack Daniels. Now, okay, everything, she has smooth sailing going on until Mr. Obama comes along. Obama is about to throw his halo into the ring. And don't tell mama I'm voting for Obama. He's a man who's both articulate and humble. He'll be a president sincere with articulation clear, as opposed to the guy we got who tends to mumble. He'll provide the highest service. That's why Hillary is nervous for the nomination. He'll supply the drama. Accomplishments as such in the Senate, well, not much. Which is why he's qualified. Vote for Obama. Oh, he's not from Alabama, Arkansas, or Tennessee. No, his father came from Kenya. That's good enough for me. President Obama. Get used to it. Just try. He's already famous, but will someone tell me why?
Mark Russell, thanks very much.
Thank you. Whoops.
Thank you.
For Mark Russell's musical views on blogs and his Presidential Humor Hall of Fame, head to npr.org. Mark Russell will also be at Ford's Theater in Washington this February.